In Beijing, negotiations resumed aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons program. This is the second round of the so-called six-party talks. They involve the U.S., North and South Korea, China, Russia, and Japan. North Korea is demanding compensation in exchange for freezing its weapons program. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing that few expect a breakthrough in this round of talks.
It's taken 6 months of almost constant negotiating to get everybody back to the table since the first round of talks in August, a sign, diplomats here say, of how far apart the US and North Korea still are. In the interim, Pakistani scientist Abdul Qadir Khan has admitted that he sold uranium-based nuclear technology to North Korea. An admission by the North Koreans that they have such a program, as well as the plutonium-based one that they've already admitted to, will likely be one of the key demands of the US side. But Pak Hak-sun of the Sejong Institute in Seoul, South Korea, says that Washington needs to soften its negotiating stance and offer the North Koreans some concessions. Otherwise, he says, there could be big problems.
If the United States continues to pressure North Korea to make concessions first, not reciprocating the kind of concessions they are receiving from the United from North Korea, and then I think we cannot exclude the possibility that North Korea may go nuclear, declare itself as a nuclear power that has nuclear weapons already. If North Korea goes nuclear, and then it is a disaster for the United States government in terms of finding a solution to the weapons of mass destruction problem in the Korean Peninsula and around the world.
Diplomats in Beijing say Pyongyang is reluctant to make a deal in the run-up to a U.S. election. The best hope, many say, for these talks is an agreement to set up small working groups so that at least some regular consultations can go on once these talks have finished. The other key player at the table is China, which still provides North Korea with much of its food and fuel across their common border. Beijing has been trying to balance its commitments to its old ally in Pyongyang with its growing common interests with Washington. Lee Chung-min of Yonsei University in Seoul says Beijing could soon be forced to make a choice.
I think this second round will put a tremendous amount of pressure on the Chinese leadership, because they realize that if North Korea walks down the road and actually acquires nuclear weapons capability, that will be disastrous for Chinese foreign policy and security policy in Northeast Asia. And I believe that when push comes to shove, Beijing has to make a strategic choice. That means, do you want to live with a North Korea with nuclear weapons, or do you cut off the umbilical cord that has sustained the regime for the past several years? And I believe that as time passes, and if North Korea doesn't buckle under, Beijing may well reconsider its alliance with the North Korean state.
It may be just pure coincidence, but today, on the eve of the six-party talks, the flagship of the U.S. 7th Fleet, the USS Blue Ridge, docked in Shanghai, the latest sign of growing military cooperation between the United States and China. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.